It's easy to become frustrated with the small irritations in life, making us great critics of those around us. But Delmarva Public Radio SS George Merrill writes that in the throes of those frustrations, a kindness can suddenly appear.
Life is an accumulation of small things. Meeting a friend for coffee is a small thing. I agreed to meet a friend at Dunkin' Donuts on Saturday morning of Labor Day weekend for coffee. Driving through St. Michael's to Easton on a holiday weekend is tedious. I stay alert for rental bikers. Few wear helmets, and they weave uncertainly from curb to the middle of the road. There's no way to know when or in which direction they will go next. Pedestrians wander into the streets. They suddenly emerge from between two parked cars right in front of me. I brake my car suddenly. They're startled. I feel terrible, as if I've just ruined their weekend. Traffic moves at a caterpillar's pace. I made it through St. Michael's. Suddenly my car began clumping strangely. I had a flat. I bumped along to Growl Supermarket parking lot. I parked, and what should have been a routine tow became a production. I called the towing service. A chirpy voice answered. I needed a tow. No problem, she assured me. She needed more information. She texted me, and I could give her the needed information. It went downhill from there. She told me that it would be hard to find a tow on a holiday, but she was sure she'd find one. Probably no more than 3 hours, she said. No wonder probably. Her call was made from Tucson, Arizona, a long drive for any wrecker to find a disabled car in St. Michael's. I resigned myself to my fate and called my wife to pick me up. I was miffed, sitting in the car. It was hot. I felt prickly and critical of everyone in sight. SUVs were everywhere. Herds of pterodactyls, monstrous size, with insatiable appetites for gas, and driven not by a mom with six kids, which would make sense, but a little old lady all alone. Doesn't she remember the long lines during the gas shortages? Should she know better, I groused. Patrons leaving Growls went into their cars, leaving their carts in the parking space. Inconsiderate, mindless behavior, I grumbled to myself. A big truck roared into the reserved handicap space. A young driver sprung out like a rabbit and made for the store's entrance with a sure stride. Handicapped my foot, a vulture preying on the disabled. My mood soured. A huge SUV pulled in next to me, close enough so I had to close my doors that were open for air. My heart sank. Why me? The driver backed up so I could open my doors. An elderly couple got out. Is there anything we can do? I see you have a flat. Can we drive you somewhere? Get you later, maybe. Be more than glad. Both smiled and nodded in agreement. I felt ashamed and speechless. While I was so busy indulging my bad mood, criticizing everyone, I was blindsided by simple kindness. I had a lot more than a flat that day. I had an attitude. If there's a moral to this story, I'd say it was this. Moods change all the time, but kindness always remains the same. George Merrill on the Shore.